Oh yes, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Hori Espavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah. Whatever is more frequent has precedence, whatever is more Kodesh, holy, has precedence. Power Mashiach, or Power Ha'eda, Oimdim, Power Mashiach Kodim, the Power Ha'eda, Bechol Ma'asov. If a power Mashiach and the power of a Tzibur, the sins through Hara, are waiting to be offered, all actions of power Mashiach are before the power of the Tzibur. Ha'ish kodim ha'isha la'chayis la'shiv aveda. A man precedes a woman for sustaining their lives and returning a lost object. Ha'ish kodim ha'ish l'chsus el'aytzia mebeis ha'shevi. A woman precedes a man for clothing and to redeem from captivity. If both are destined to be exploited immorally, we redeem the man first. The Gemara says, if the poem of the Kohen God on the Tzibur must be offered, since it atones and this atones, it's better that the Mechaper, which is one who brings atonement, precedes his Kaporah to that of those who get Kaporah, which is the Tzibur. And the source being the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, and he shall atone for himself and for his household and for all of the congregation of Yisrael. Nidves Mashiach, Nidves Nasi, Nidves, as you say, Nasi, Kodemus. A Nadava of the Mashiach and a Nadava of the Nasi, the Nadava of the Nasi comes first. The Sibur of Nidvas Nasi, Nidvas Nasi Kodemes, a Nadava of the Sibur, Nadava of the Nasi, the Nadava of the Nasi comes first. Nidvas Mashiach, Nidvas Sibur, Mikodem. The Gemara asks, a Nadava of the Koyim Mashiach, and Nadava of the Sibur, which comes first? If we name an Adar, Nidvas Mashiach, Siiribis, Rabbeyazor, Omdim, Siiribidazor, Koyindrim, Mipnei, Shedaman, Nichnas, Nifnim. We learn from the following, if a Nadava of the Koyim Mashiach and Seira Avodah Zorah are standing to be offered. The Seira Avodah Zorah comes first because it's the blood enters inside the Heichel. Leimah Ela Shedamam Nechas Lifnim Hada'ama Nidus Mashiach Nidus Sibur Nidus Mashiach Kodemus. He said so only because their blood enters inside. This implies that in Nadava the Mashiach and Nadava of the Sibur, neither blood goes inside. Nadava the Mashiach comes first. Hayasham Pau, Avodah Zorah, Usiir, Habar Imoi, Mechatas, Acheres, Pau, Koidem, Usiir, Usiir, Koidem, Mechatas, Acheres, Mechatas, Acheres, Koidemes, Lepau, Echavida. If there was a Pau, which is an Oila for idolatry, and a Seir, which is Chatas, that comes with it, and another Chatas, the Pau should precede the Seir, because the Torah mentioned it first, the Seir should precede the Chatas, because its blood enters inside, and the Chatas should precede the Pau, because the Chatas always precedes the Oila, so what do they do? Rabbi Yossi answers that since the Seir is Mechusas Man, to reason when we not offer it before the Power, it's as if the Power comes before it and the Chatas precedes the Power. The Parsha of Avodah Zorah, Koidem, the Seir Habar Imoi, replace it, Kodmoi, the Mikra. The Power for idolatry precedes the Seir that comes with it because the Torah mentions it first. The brother of Rebecha said that if so, the poem of Rosh Chodesh, which are Oilos, should precede the Seir, Chatas, that comes with them, because they're earlier in the Parsha. Amar Rabbi Bar Mari, Leis Yochel Chatas Didei Chaser, Al Oilas HaTomid, Yaseh Vnei Skoi, Samcho Lo Oilas HaTomid. Rabbi Abba Mari answered that you cannot say this because its chatas is written lacking in Aleph to teach that it's unlike other chatois, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Pechofres Pasuk Tezvav, it should be offered up in addition to the Tomid offering and its libation. Meaning it's put next to, means after the Oilas HaTomid. Korban Ish v'Korban Isha, Korban Ish Kodim. A man's Korban and a woman's Korban, the man's Korban is first. Adar that Amar v'shehoyu shneim shavim avim en haya zeh pao v'zeh gedi kehi dama rabbi pinchas b'shem rabbi hoishia im eved mevi pao v'rabbi mevi seir should say eved kodin rabbi. This is when they're both equal, but if this was a power and this was a kid, it's like Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rabbi Hoshea, that if a slave brings a power and his master brings a goat, the slave comes before his masters. V'taninan tamon par mashiach u'par eida omdin par mashiach koidin u'par eida n'chol ma'asov. Maybe being a source from a Mishnah, if the power of the Mashiach and the power of the Sibor are standing, all actions of Pamashiach are before that of the Sibor's power. Ma'aseh be'Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Sha'ol le'cheles Antuchia, ale'isek magbis chachomim, v'hava tamon, chad abba, Yehuda, Ovid mitzvah, be'ein toiva, pam achas, yawad b'nechasa, v'ra, Rabbi Seinu, b'nishyayit mehen, ololoi le'beitzoi, ufonav, cholonios. A case occurred in which Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Kiva went to Antuchia to collect to support Chachomim. There was a man there, Abba Yehuda, who used to do the mitzvah of giving staka generously. Once he lost his wealth and saw Arabeim and hid from them amidst shame that he had nothing to give, he entered his house and his face was depressed. Amalai ishta mipnei ma panecha cholonis. Amalai abiseinu kan ve'eni yodea ma'aseh. His wife asked him why he looked depressed, and he said, Arabeim came and I don't know what I'll do. Ishtoi shahaisa sadekes memenu amaloi nishtaiwa lecha sada achas lecha lech umecho chedfia retain lahen halach va'asakein ubaid, so retain v'nasan lahen. His wife, who was a greater sadekes than him, said to him, one field remain for you, sell half and give it to them. He went and he did so and came to Arubayim and gave it to them. Nispallo alav avisenu amaloi Abba Yehuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimale Chesor Noseyecha. Arubayim prayed for him and said, Hashem should replace your losses. Im Shukashaholchu Lahem Yorad Lachoish Besich Chatsi Sadeyu, Im Kushahu Choyresh Besich Chatsi Sadeyu, Shaka, Shisei Regel, Parasoi Vinishbra Yorad, La Loisa, Behe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einav Marta, Sima, Amalatei Vossi, Nishbra Regel Parasi. When they went, he went to plow on his half field. When he was plowing in his half field, his cow's leg sank into the ground and broke. He descended to lift it, and Hashem enlightened his eyes, and he found the treasure. He said, it was for my benefit that my cow's leg broke. Uve haduas rabiseinu shalun aloi amrin ma abba Yehuda ovid amrin man yochel chami afoida abba Yehuda abba Yehuda de turai abba Yehuda de gamroi abba Yehuda de chamroi. When the Rebbeim returned, they asked about him, what is abba Yehuda doing? Others told them, who can see him? He first seemed due to his wealth. Abba Yehuda has much cattle. Abba Yehuda has many camels, and Abba Yehuda has many donkeys. Chaz Abba Yehuda lekamoshe haya abayto Rabbi Seinu v'shalva shleimam amrin lei ma Abba Yehuda avid. Abba Yehuda returned to the way he used to be and went to Arubayim and greeted them. They asked, "What is Abba Yehuda doing?" Amalehen asta tfilaschem peiros upeir peiros. He said to them, "Your prayers produce fruits and." The fruits means tremendous results. Amalai afapisha nasna chirim yosim imcha roshoina oifa kasavnu rosh timus. They told him, even though others gave more than you at first, means beforehand, we wrote you at the top of the list of donors due to your great sacrifice. Nadlu roshivu etzlam v'koel alav haposika zeh matan adam yachivloi lefne gedolim yanchenu. They took him and seated him next to them, and applied to him the pasuk that says in Mishlei Perek Yutches pasuk Tezayin, a man's gift will make room for him, and it will lead him before the great. Avichir baba avid pesika v'hein beis nedrasha de Tiberia v'haven tamon min elain debar siloni u'pasuk chada litra dahav not v'avichir shisei baba v'yishivu etzloi v'karalav ha-pasuk hazeh matan adam yachiv loi v'gaymer. Avichir baba told people to pledge for a base medicine in Tiberia. There was a man there who placed a litter of gold. Rabchir bar Abba took him and seated him next to him and applied to him the pasuk that we had earlier, that the gift of a person will make room for him. Roshim ben Lakish al lebatsa havataman chad rabhoin ramaya chasle delehaber amai elashahaya marav mitzvahs vahavachami kama detibur pasuk vahu pasuk lekabli. As Yochish went to Batsar, there was a sly Rebbe. Heaven forbid he wasn't a swindler. Rather, he was cunning in mitzvahs. He saw how much the Sibur pledged, and he pledged as much as all of them. Not loy Rabbi Shimon Lokiv, Roshiri et Slav Akar, Lava Pasuk Azeh, Matan Adam Yachiv Loi, Vegeimeh. Rish Lokish took him and seated him next to him and applied to him the Pasuk, a man's gift will make room for him. ha'ish kodem le'isha v'kulei. The Mishnah said that a man precedes a woman. Ha'kodem b'shehaya zeh le'achiyot v'zeh le'achiyot zeh le'chsus. This is when this one needs help to sustain his life, and that one needs help to sustain her life, or this one needs clothing, and that one needs clothing. Ha'rei shehaya zeh le'achiyot v'zeh le'chsus. Nishmeni min ador, dama Rabbi Shua ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Antignus, chsus eishes chaver, v'chai ama'oret, chsus eishes chaver kodemes, v'chai ama'oret, v'pei kvoidoi shel chaver. If this one needs help to sustain his life, and she needs clothing, we learn from what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in the name of Rabbi Antignus, clothing for a chaver's wife, and the life of an ama'oret, clothing for a chaver's wife, comes before an ama'oret's life due to the chaver's honor. V'amei ela chsus eishes chaver, v'chai chaver, aval imhaya zeh le'achiyos v'zeh le'chsus, oisoi shel achiyos kodem. This is only said about clothing for a chaver's wife during the chaver's lifetime. But normally, if this one needs help to sustain his life, and this one, she needs clothing, sustaining life comes first. Avidosu v'avidus aviv shaloi kodemes, avidosu v'avidus rabbi shaloi kodemes, avidus aviv v'avidus rabbi shal rabbi kodemes sh'aviv hevir l'chayi olam hazeh, v'rabbi shalimdoi chochma hevir l'chayi olam habo. If one sees his own avida, last article, and his father's Aveda, his own one comes first. His Aveda and his Rebbe's Aveda, his comes first. His father's Aveda and his Rebbe's Aveda, his Rebbe's comes first, because his father brought him to the life in this world, and his Rebbe, who taught him Chochmah, brought him to life in the world to come. Rabbi Shalim de Mishnah, lo Rabbi Shalim de Mikra. This refers to his Rebbe who taught him Mishnah, but not his Rebbe who taught him Mikra, which is Tanakh. If his father was equal to his Rebbe in Chochmah, his father comes first. Mahoil, and how did his father's Chochmah help? Still his father brought him to this world, and his Rebbe brought him to the world to come. Rabbi Yossi Babun, v'shahaya chetzi talmudai mizeh v'chetzi talmudai mizeh. Rabbi Yossi Babun answers that if his father was equal to his Rebbe, his father comes first, discusses when he learned half from this one and half from that one. Avidus aviv shechetzi talmudai mimenu v'avidus imoi grusha me'aviv mikoidim. The Gemara asks, his father's Aveda, from whom he learned half his learning, and the Aveda of his mother, who was divorced, which comes first? If he was still married, his father's honor, his father comes first, because his mother must honor his father. Aviv hu shi'ugdoim oi ad shi'ehei kol talmudai mimenu. Does his father's come first because he taught him, or is this only if all of his learning came from his father? If not, he may choose which he wished to return first. Avidus rabbi shechetzi talmudai mimenu, avidus imoi grusha me'aviv mikoidim. And another question, his Rebbe's Aveda, from whom he learned half his learning, and the Aveda of his mother, who was divorced, which comes first? If they were still married, since his Rebbe precedes his father's, all the more so it would be before his mother's. Rabbi hu shi'ugdoim oi ad shi'ehei kol talmudai mimenu. Does his Rebbe's come first, or is this only if all of his learning is from him, if not his mother's comes first? Avidase v'avidus imoi, v'avidus aviv, v'avidus rabbi, shaloi kodem la'aviv, v'aviv le'imoi, v'imoi le'rabbi. His Aveda and his mother's Aveda and his father's Aveda, he learns half from his father, and his Rebbe's Aveda, his comes before his father's, and his father's before his mother's, and his mother's before his Rebbe's. Lemas nisihi ha'ish kodem le'isha la'achyos la'asher Aveda. The Gemara asks, well, do we not learn this from our Mishnah, that his father comes before his mother? A man precedes a woman for sustaining their lives and returning an Aveda. Lavin meima b'she'in rabbi sham, asa meimelach avafilu rabbi sham. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that this is when his Rebbe is not there. This teaching comes to show us that it's even if his Rebbe is there and his mother comes before his Rebbe, since his Rebbe taught him only half, we don't say that since the precedence of a man over a woman does not help for his Rebbe, also for his father it does not help. Hu v'imoy v'rabbi v'aviv umdim v'shevi hu koidim le'imoy v'imoy l'rabbi v'rabbi l'aviv. If he, his mother, his Rebbe, and his father are in captivity, he comes before his mother and his mother before his Rebbe, and his Rebbe before his father. Lemasnisehi ha'ish kodemes le'ish mechsus ulhaytziyah mebeis ha'shevi. The Gemara asks, well, do we not learn this from our Mishnah? A woman precedes a man for clothing and to redeem from captivity. Tavin meim mebeshein rabbi sham asmeim elach afilu rabbi sham. The Gemara answers that one might have thought that this is when his Rebbe is not there. This teaching comes to show that even if his Rebbe is there. Izehu rabbi shalim de chachma, who is considered his Rebbe who taught him chachma. Rosh Pasach Leitchila, the Rebbe Meir says, whoever opens for him first. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Koshiroiv Talmudai Mimenu. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the one who taught him most of his learning. Rabbi Yossi Oime Koshiroiv Einav B'Mishnasei. Rabbi Yossi gives a third answer, it's the one who enlightened his eyes in his Mishnah. Also, Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'mishu, oimer, kol she'roiv tamuda himenu. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the halacha follows the one who says, the one who taught him most of his learning. But amalei pasalei k'Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't he just say the halacha's like Rabbi Yehuda? If tanai tani umachlif, some switch the opinions in the b'risa. Rabbi Lazar kara al she'pasach le'tchila, shmur chalatz al she'heyer einaz b'mishnasei. Rabbi Lazar tore on the death of the one who opened him first, as in Rabbi Meir's opinion. Shmuel bared his shoulder on the death of the one who enlightened his eyes in the Mishnah. So how did that person enlighten Shmuel's eyes in his Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Rabun answered that there's a Mishnah in Maseches Talmud in the third paragraph that says that one key to open the gates of the Heichal, he descends to Amas Beis HaShechi and one he opens straight. Shmuel didn't know one he descends to Amas Beis HaShechi. The man explained that he bends an Amma until he can open it. Rechananya have a Mistamich, Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Besiporin, Chama, Kol Amma, Pari, Amalei, Lama, Kol Amma, Pari, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef, Dorish, Rabbi Reza, Midrasha, Rabbi Benaya, Bechol Amma, Pari, Mishmeyene. Rechananya was leaning on Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba in Siporin. He saw everyone running. Rechina said, why is everyone running? Rabbi Chia said that Rabbi Yochanan is sitting and expounding in the base medrash of Rabbi Benaya, and everyone's running to hear him. Amma, Baruch, Rachmana, Dechamili, Pirin, Adana, Bachayim, Bechalagata, Pashtisli, Kutz, Mishlei, Bechayelis. Rechananya said, blessed is Hashem who showed to me Peiros, the fruits of my efforts to teach Rabbi Yochanan in my lifetime. I explained to him every Agada except for Mishlei and Koheles. Shneim Oimdim Bekalon Ha'ish Koidem Le'isha. The Mishnah said if both are destined for immoral exploitation, we would deem the man first. Lama Sha'ish Adaka Lakach Ba'ish Ein Daka Lakan. What's the reason? It's because it is normal for a woman to have relations with a man, but it's abnormal for a man to have relations with a man. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Yeshua Sha'al L'Roimi Amru Al Tinek Echad Yerushalmi Sha'aya Admoini Im Yosei Naim V'Tayvoi V'Kutzisav Musudoris Loi Tartalim. The case occurred in which Rabbi Yeshua ascended to Rome. They told him about a captive Yerushalmi boy who was red and beautiful eyes and good appearance, and his locks of hair are braided, and he was standing in disgrace. Rishua went to check him. Once he reached the door, Rishua said to him, quoting from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalet, who subjected Yaakov to plunder and he saw to spoilers? Was it not Hashem? And the boy responded with the second half of the Pasuk, this that we sinned against him, and they did not want to go in his way and did not listen to his Torah. Immediately Rishua's eyes filled with tears, he said, I call heaven and earth to testify that I will not move from here until I redeem him. He redeemed him for a great amount of money and sent him to Eretz Yisrael and applied to him the Pasuk, and that's in Eicha Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, the precious children of Sion, etc. We come now to the next Mishnah, which is the final Mishnah in the Maseches. Koyin, koydin, levi, yisol, yisol, mamza, mamza, nosin, nosin, ager, beger, le'ebed, mushuchwal. A koyin precedes a levi precedes yisol, a yisol precedes a mamza precedes a nosin, which is a descendant of the givonim, who converted through trickery, a chacham decreed that they're like slaves, and a nosin precedes a convert, and a convert precedes a freed slave. Emesai, bezon, chikulam, shavin, amin, haya, mamza, tamen chacham, the koyin, godol, ama oetz, mamza, tamen chacham, koydin, the koyin, godol, ama oetz. When is this? It's when they're equal in Chochmah, but a Mamza Chocham precedes a Kohen Gadol who's an ignoramus. The Gemara says, Chocham koidim lemelech, melech koidim lekohen gadol, Kohen Gadol koidim lenavi, Navi koidim lemashuach melchama, Mashuach melchama koidim lerosh mishmar, Rosh mishmar koidim lebeis av. The Gemara says that a Chocham precedes a king precedes a Kohen Gadol precedes a Navi precedes the Mashuach melchama, the Mashuach melchama precedes the head of the mishmar, which is a division of the Kohanim. Each week, one Mishmah serves in the Mikdash. The Rosh Mishma precedes the Rosh Beis Av, who is a subdivision of a Mishma. Each day, one Beis Av serves. Beis Av Kodim LeMelkal, VaMelkal Kodim LeGivbar, Givbar Kodim LeKohen Hedget, Kohen Hedget Kodim LeLevi, Levi LeYisol, Yisol LeMamzer, Mamzer LeNosin, Nosin LeGer, VeGer LeEbed Meshuchrar. The Rosh Beis Av precedes a Malkal, who is the one appointed over the Givbarim, the treasures of the Beis Hamikdash. A Malkal precedes a Givbar. A Givbar precedes a Kohen Hedget, a regular Kohen. A Kohen Hedget precedes a Levi, and a Levi precedes a Yisol, and a Yisol precedes a Mamzer, and a Mamzer precedes a Nosin, and a Nosin precedes a convert, and a convert precedes a freed slave. Imasai, Bizman Shekulam, Shavin, Olim Haya, Mamzer, Tamil Chochem, the Kohen Gadol, Amma Oretz, Mamzer, Tamil Chochem, Koidem, the Kohen Gadol, Amma Oretz. When is this? It's when they are equal in Chochem. And a Mamzer Chochem precedes a Kohen Gadol, who is an ignoramus. Chochem Koidem the Melech, Chochem Shemes, Ein Lanu Koyotzeboy, Melech Shemes, Polisov, Uim the Malchus. A Chochem precedes a king. If the Chacham died, there's no one like him. If the king died, all of Yisrael are puppets for kingship. Am Rabbi Yochanan kol oisim aboyim yom, she'asa Moshe b'har hayel lamed Torah, v'mishachcha v'besoif nasan v'matane. Rabbi Yochanan said that all of the 40 days that Moshe was on Har Sinai, he learned Torah and forgot it, and at the end it was given to him as a gift. Kol kach lama b'shosh lachzir et atipshim. Why did he need to toil so much before it was given to him as a gift? To refute the fools who forget what they learn and think that they toil for nothing. Moshe showed that this is wrong. Adamech Reb Simon Bar Zavid Al Rabbi Hili Ve'efter Eluye Ki Yesh Lekesef Moitzeh V'Gayme Bazel Me'ofar Yikach V'Gayme Elo Im Abdu Yesh Lehem Chalipen Aval Chatarun Chochem Shemeis Mi Mevi Ki Yoitzeboy. When Reb Simon Bar Zavid died, Reb Hili ascended and eulogized about him using the pasuk in Iyov Perek Chofres Psukim Aleph and Beis. For silver has a mine, and gold has a place where it's refined. Iron is taken from earth, and copper is smelted from stone. Silver and iron, if they're lost, they have replacements. But if a chacham died, who will bring like him? A chacham me'anti matze v'goyme v'nenu me'enei kol chai v'goyme amar b'levi ma im achi yosef al shematze metzia yarsin lebam zechsev v'yarsin lebam anu she'avadnu Rabbi Simon bar Zavid al achaskam v'chama. And then he quoted the pasuk there in Eov Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, that wisdom, where will it be found, etc. And then in pasuk Chof Aleph, it's hidden from the eyes of all living, etc. Rabbi Levi said that Yosef's brothers, when they found a metziah, means their money, in their sacks, they were stricken with fear. V'yetzei lebom, and their hearts went out. We who lost Reb Simon bar Zavid, all the more so. Melech koidim lekoyen, gadol, yechshiv, yekavtem es shleim ebni v'goyimeh. The king precedes the Kohen Gadol, as it says, in Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and you have my son Shlomo ride. It means even though Tzadik, the Kohen Gadol was there, greater honor was given to Shlomo. Kohen Gadol, Lenovi, Dechshiv, Omashach Oisai, Sham, Tzadik, Akoyen, Renosna, Anovi, Lemelech, Hikdim, Tzadik, Renosin. A Kohen Gadol precedes a Novi, as the Pasuk says there, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, and he anointed him there, Tzadik, Akoyen, and Nasin, Anovi, to be king, and the pasuk mentioned Tzadik before Nosson. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Chama bar Chanina Novi Mikvas Yadav Raglav Yoshev Loi b'fnei Kohen Gadol v'Ma'atayma Shamana Yoshua Kohen Gadol Ata b'Reicha Hayoshvim l'fanecha. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, said that a Novi closes his hands and feet, means does not move due to humility in front of a Kohen Gadol. What's the source? It's the pasuk in Zechariah Per Gimel pasuk Ches. Listen now, O Yeshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you. Yochol hayu hajoitos, well perhaps they were commoners sitting in front of him. Tambulema, ki anche mefes hema, be mefes elat nevua, heich madat amar, benosne elecha ois oi mefes. The Gemara rejects that because it says, that the pasuk says, that they are men worthy of miracles, and that phrase, mefes, refers only to a novi, to nevua, as it says, and he shall do a sign or a wonder, a miracle. Navi koydin le Meshuch Malchama koydin le Rosh Mishma koydin le Rosh Beis Av koydin le Melkal, Melkal koydin le Givba, le Givba koydin le Koyen, Hedret, Koyen koydin le Levi, Levi le Yisol. And Navi precedes the Meshuch Malchama, and Meshuch Malchama precedes the Rosh Mishma, the Rosh Mishma precedes the Rosh Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av precedes the Malkal, and Malkal precedes the Givba, a Givba precedes a Koyen Hedret, a Kohen Hedget precedes a Levi, and a Levi precedes Yisrael. Lai have a Levi, as you say, Lai hu Yisrael. The Gemara asks, well, the Mishnah teaches that if a Levi and Yisrael find a Meis Mitzvah, the Yisrael becomes Tamei, not the Levi. Is the Levi not just like Yisrael regarding Tumah? And Rabun, Avun, B'shas, Adukhan, Chonu. Avanon said this was taught about the time of the Duchan, means the Levi needs to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. Amrabi Avun, Ge o Mumar, La'akum, Mumar Koidim, Repnei Ma'aseh She'ira. Avun says that if a Gentile comes to convert and a Mumar comes to repent from idolatry, the Mumar comes first due to the episode that occurred with Oifa Ish, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Shua ben Prachya. He wanted to repent, but Rabbi Shua rejected him, and catastrophe resulted. Neimah HaKol Ratzim Acha Gieres, Ve'en HaKol Ratzim Acha Meshucheres. The Gemara asks, why does everyone pursue to marry a female convert, and they don't pursue a freed slave, means they prefer a convert to a freed slave? It's because a female convert is established to be guarded from znus, and a freed slave is becheskes hefka, means men freely had relations with her. Why does everyone pursue to kill a mouse? The answer is because it acts wickedly with people, it ruins everything, even though things like garments, from which it does not benefit.